What's up, guys? This is Scott from the Iron Legion. This is episode 212 of Strong the Iron Will Way, official podcast of the Iron Legion Strength Company. As many of you might know, my wife travels infrequently for work, but when she does, it's usually for a whole week. And this particular time of the year, we have 2 weeks in a row. So she was gone all week last week. Today is Tuesday. She's leaving today, coming back Friday. So what that always does is give me a nice reality check of what my wife does on a daily basis to manage the family, the kids, the house. Because when you all of a sudden have to do it all, you realize how much stuff is going on behind the scenes that you don't even know. So I always have the utmost respect for her and any other parent in general, but particularly single parents. I literally don't know how you can survive. But what typically surprises me is how much time I end up spend doing things that I would never allot that much time for. So let me explain what I mean, and you'll see where I'm going with this. So it seems like I spend 4 hours a day standing in the kitchen now when she's gone, because got to get up earlier than normal to make them breakfast and also make them food for the day, which is always immediately a challenge because it's hard to know what they're going to like, what they're going to eat. It's frustrating to make them all this great lunch and come home at the end of the day and find they didn't eat any of it. And then I take them to school, I go to work, I pick them up from school, I bring them home. I have to now clean the kitchen in order to be able to make them an after-school snack, because they're always starving because they didn't eat shit that I packed for them for lunch. maybe they'll have some friends over, so they'll be hanging out while I'm cleaning the kitchen, making the snack. By the time the snack is done being made, I gotta clean that up and already start thinking about dinner. Usually bring their friends home or pick them up from whatever event they're at, like gymnastics or whatever, after school stuff, and then start cooking dinner and then repeat the process all over. Now, if I'm on top of things, I'll try to clean up from dinner before I go to bed so I can wake up to a clean kitchen in order to start cooking breakfast and the lunch stuff. But if I get lazy, then I wake up to, and not even lazy, just sick of it, man. Or I wake up, or I run out of time because I got to get them to bed, got to spend some time with them. So then I wake up to a shitty kitchen in the morning. So what that made me realize is how much I hate doing the dishes, right? So last night was a good example, and Kristen was home last night, but we all had dinner together. The kitchen was still messed up from the morning because we had a busy time after school. So by the time dinner was over, it was just that seemingly insurmountable pile of dishes in the kitchen. And now it was bedtime, so she's putting them to bed, and I'm going, oh my God, like the last thing I want to do right now is spend yet another hour standing in this fucking kitchen. But I thought about how much I would hate to wake up to it, how much I didn't want her to have to wake up to it, so I just started emptying the dishwasher, one coffee mug at a time. And all of a sudden, I realized I was halfway through. I didn't hate it. It wasn't really that big of a deal. It took much less time than I had anticipated, but the pile of dishes and just everything was overwhelming at the moment, right? But that feeling of being overwhelmed by it and wanting to just throw in the towel and burn the kitchen down and just start serving meals on disposable plates went away literally about 6 minutes into putting the dishes away and cleaning up, because it's really not that big of a deal. Probably took me half an hour, not an hour. But it just reminded me of, you know, I talked to you guys a lot about, you know, daily workouts, and especially if you're trying to eat well and meal prep, the time it takes to cook the meals, prepare the meals, put them in Tupperware to bring them to work, you know, have stuff ready for you, go shopping. There's so much time involved in eating well. And as you know, whether you're trying to gain weight, lose weight, build muscle, eating is a huge component of it. So you have to just allot the time that's going to take, because it takes a lot of time. I've talked about it before, where one of the things I'm personally trying to work on getting better at is being organized, because I'm not very organized. And I mentioned in an earlier podcast, what I realized about being organized is that it takes a lot of time. You know, it takes a lot of time after you pay bills, to actually find a folder and put them away neatly, make notes on them, so that if there's a problem, you can dig them up later and find it. That takes a lot more time than just putting them in a pile on your desk and leaving them for later. But leaving them for later never, that later never seems to come until you're digging through the pile trying to find that one bill that you think you paid and they say you didn't pay. You know what I mean? So I've found that I have to just realize that's not going to happen without me allotting a reasonable amount of time to it. I think in my mind I was somehow thinking I would be organized, but not, it wouldn't cost me any time, and that's not the case. So same thing with eating well, and same thing with working out. So I think the perception is that those of us that work out consistently for years and years and years, that we must really love it. And I would put it in the same category as doing the dishes. You know, when it's on my to-do list, I'm kind of dreading it because I got a lot of other shit to do. And that's one more hour, hour and a half of time that's I'm not going to be able to do all my other stuff. And it's going to be hard. And it's going to be take a lot of effort and be uncomfortable. So I'm not always looking forward to it. And I'm sometimes dreading it. Now, don't get me wrong. Deep inside, I know that once I get started, this is good for me, and I'm going to enjoy it, and I love the way I feel halfway through and when I'm done. But the thought of doing it is much like that big pile of dishes. It just becomes very daunting. And what I've found is, for me anyway, the tasks at hand are rarely what get to me. It's the me procrastinating doing them that I really hate. And I don't realize that until I start. So I would just encourage you guys, if there's stuff that you are putting off, and that, you know, for me, that could be work stuff that's in a, you know, there's certain aspects of the business that just aren't my strong point, but I still have to do them. And because they're not my strong point, because A, I'm not, you know, my kind of personality type isn't suited to everything. So I'm not good at certain things, and those things are not something I enjoy doing because they're hard for me and I'm not good at them. So I tend to put them off. But what I'm learning to do is put them first and attack them first, because again, I'll find that they're not as hard as I thought they were. And I feel so much better throughout the day having that big task not hanging over my head. The SEALs have an expression, you know, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. And what that means is, you know, everything you want to accomplish that's meaningful will seem daunting, because it's going to require a lot of work and a lot of time, and it can seem like you don't know where to start. I think about that, you know, someone climbing a mountain, and you say how many, you know, thousands of feet that is, but it's still one step at a time. So I just encourage you, if it's a workout, if it's a diet plan, if it's meal prep, if it's cleaning your kitchen, if it's starting on a project, trying to better yourself, it's a huge book that you've been wanting to read or listen to on tape, just get started. Just start, because the procrastination is the worst thing you can possibly do, because subconsciously you know you're supposed to be doing it, you know that you're not doing it, you know that you're choosing other things over that, and the stress of that just mounts and builds up. And again, in my experience, once you get started on those things, it's a lot more enjoyable than you thought it was going to be. And then that builds on itself, right? So let's use cleaning the kitchen. If it's cleaning the kitchen and you start to realize, hey, this just gets much better once I just shut up and start doing it, that'll apply to your workout program and all your stuff. You know, if it's squat day and you're dreading it, just start moving around. You know, that's the other thing with workouts specifically. The idea of getting under a heavy squat or a heavy deadlift or just about anything does not sound very appealing when I'm not warmed up, I have no blood flowing, I'm cold, I'm kind of stiff. But if I just give myself 15, 20 minutes to foam roll, start doing some light exercises, easy stuff, get the blood flowing, it changes your state and it gets you ready to go. And Tony Robbins talks about this a lot. You know, and I'll give you the last example. He talks about, let's say you have a big stressful thing weighing over your head. Okay, so you're really trying to figure out your family finances. Let's say you're having trouble financially. You typically will wake up in the morning and immediately start stressing about it, right? And I've been there many times. So then you say, all right, I'm going to figure this out right now. So you wake up stressed out and you sit down with your, you know, your bills or your notepad or something, and you try to come up with a solution. But you're not effective at coming up with a solution because you're in a very poor state of mind. You're in a very negative, stressed out mindset, that's almost impossible to come up with solutions, because you're thinking from what they call scarcity and fear. So what he recommends is changing your state into a more positive state. And that, there's a physiological component to that. So what he does, he has like a 10-foot ice plunge in his backyard. He lives in California, I believe. And he literally goes out there every morning and like dunks himself in the cold water. But it gives you that blast like a cold shower, and gets the blood flowing and kind of smacks him in the face. He'll recommend doing a little exercise, even if it's a 15-minute walk or 10 minutes on the bike, just something to get blood flowing and endorphins flowing. So for those of you that work out in the morning, you know the deal. You get done with that 5 a.m., 6 a.m., 7 a.m. workout, take a shower, get ready for work. The whole day seems so much more manageable. And that's because you've changed your state. You know, the problems haven't changed, but the way you are approaching them is. And I experience this on a daily basis. You know, my day-to-day life, there's a lot of responsibility and small things that have to happen, and again, a lot of them are things I don't want to do. So there's times where those things just start to build up and they become overwhelming to the point that I want to put my head in the sand and avoid them. And then the last thing I want to do then is work out, because I don't feel like I'm justified because I have so much to do. But what I've found is if, instead of leaving the workout till later until I get that stuff done, if I crush the workout first, like I said, 10 minutes in, I start to feel good and I'm in the zone. I finished the workout, I got endorphins flowing, I got a pump going, I did something that I'm hopefully proud of, and now all of a sudden I can approach those to-do lists and problems with a whole different mindset, because it feels very doable. And all of a sudden it seems silly that I was stressed out about 4 phone calls and 2 emails and a project that I had to work on. But 2 hours prior, that stuff seemed very daunting. So face them head on. Remember that procrastination is worse than the actual task, and just get started. Have a great day, you guys.